When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
There's no nutrients around. It's going to go into, it's going to shut down growth, but instead it's going to focus on repair. It's going to focus on rejuvenation. It's going to focus on survival, and thereby triggering these processes that's been built by nature through millennia of times when the environment didn't have a lot of food around. So it's the fasting that triggers these cellular changes for protection, for rejuvenation.
You are listening to Veggie Doctor Radio, and this is episode number 217. Welcome to Veggie Doctor Radio. I am your host, Dr. Yami, board-certified pediatrician, certified lifestyle medicine physician, certified health and wellness coach, author, speaker, mother, wife, and human being. I passionately believe in the power of diet, habits, and mindset in sparking and sustaining well-being and joy in our lives. This podcast combines expert interviews and thoughtful monologues to explore plant-based nutrition, lifestyle medicine, parenting, mindset, and other exciting and fun topics. I hope that these episodes inspire you, uplift you, and equip you with the knowledge and tools to live your best life. Are you ready to get started? Let's do it. Hey there, veggie lovers. Welcome back to another episode of Veggie Doctor Radio. Today, I am speaking with Dr. Will Hsu about intermittent fasting and fasting mimicking diets. But before I tell you more about Dr. Hsu and this episode, I want to remind you that the information on this podcast is for informational and educational purposes only. It is absolutely not meant to replace careful evaluation and treatment. So if you have concerns about you and your child's eating, nutrition, or growth, please consult a healthcare professional. Okay, so in this episode, we are going to talk about intermittent fasting and fasting mimicking diet. So I do want to give a disclaimer because this is a topic that could be triggering for some people that have a history of disordered eating, eating disorders. This episode is not for you. In fact, I will say multiple times that when it comes to intermittent fasting and doing some of these diets, for those of us that our brains have a hard time with, you know, not being all or nothing with these things, it can be a slippery slope. So just be cautious. So let me talk to you about Dr. Will Hsu, and then I will tell you what we talked about in this episode. So Dr. Will Hsu has had 20 years as a distinguished career as an endocrinologist at Harvard's Joslin Diabetes Center. And he, after 20 years of doing that, he joined El Nutra in 2019 as chief medical officer. In that role, Dr. Hsu leads the clinical development effort El Nutra, oversees the medical affairs department, advances the education and adoption of fasting and fasting mimicking diets as an innovative tool to extend human lifespan. Among his prior roles, he has served as vice president at the Joslin Diabetes Center, a teaching affiliate of Harvard Medical School, responsible for its international education and healthcare advisory programs. He served on multiple national level professional committees, including the American Diabetes Association, setting national standards of medical care in diabetes. His previous research interests focus on the pathophysiology of diabetes and the application of digital technology in chronic care. So in this episode, we talked about fasting, intermittent fasting. What ways has it been studied? What are the known benefits of intermittent fasting? What are the benefits of intermittent fasting independent of weight loss? Because y'all know how I feel about that. We attribute everything to weight loss, but often there's advantages and benefits independent of weight loss. It's just that everybody, they're just fascinated and very attached to the whole weight loss thing. So that is why a lot of these products, and he is promoting a product, so just know that this episode is one that does have some commercial interest for my guest, but weight loss sells, right? So just always have that in your mind when you're thinking about these things. We talk about who intermittent fasting benefits and who should not be trying it, any risks associated with intermittent fasting, what are fasting mimicking diets, and how was this concept developed? How was this whole fasting mimicking diet that El Nutra has, which is called Prolon, how did it come about? But then we also talk about the advantages of eating more plants with chronic disease prevention, reversal, longevity. We talk about protein and chronic disease, aging, and longevity. We hear about his own personal regimen with his diet, but also how often he does the fasting mimicking diet and all the places you can go to get more information on this. Okay. So I think that this could be a useful episode for some people, especially if you are looking to optimize. Also, probably for people that feel like they may need a little bit extra help if you still haven't reached some of your chronic disease goals, like say things like blood pressure, cholesterol, things like that. It might be worth giving it a try. But if you haven't already integrated eating more whole plant foods into your diet, moving your body, getting sleep, working on your stress management. Remember the principles of lifestyle medicine. We want to start there first, try to get into consistent habits there first, and then maybe think about adding something like this if it feels like it's feasible for you. So who should not be doing it? I'm going to say this several times. Children should not be trying these kinds of things, whether it's intermittent fasting or fasting mimicking diets, pregnant people, but also those of us who have suffered from disordered eating, eating disorders, or on the edge of that chronic dieting, because like I said, it is a slippery slope. One thing leads to another, and it can really trigger a lot of disordered eating behaviors. So just be very cautious about that. But if you don't think that you're in that category and you're interested in learning more about intermittent fasting, how you can start using it in your day-to-day life, and if you want to consider maybe trying out this Prolon fasting mimicking diet fast once, twice, three times a year and see how that goes. I will say I have done it in the past. It's been several years and I can say that it was during a time when I probably was having some disordered eating. It wasn't as difficult as it may seem to be, but it is a commitment. So it's 5 days can seem like a very long time. You have to kind of plan it around your life. No traveling, no special events, those kinds of things. So it is something that if you're curious about it and you feel like you can stay safe with it as far as behaviors, then yeah, think about it. Give it a try. Okay, so I hope you enjoy this episode. I'd love some feedback if you like episodes like this. And let's welcome Dr. Will Hsu. Dr. Will Hsu, welcome to Veggie Doctor Radio.
Dr. Yami, thank you for having me on your podcast.
Well, I know we're going to have lots of fun. We're going to talk some science, but let's start at the beginning. For audience that doesn't know what it is, can you tell us what is fasting? What is intermittent fasting? Can you define these things for us?
Yeah, fasting is one of the most popular dietary trend right now in the United States. And most people know fasting, not because it's been around for as long as the ages, but people have now heard about intermittent fasting. So maybe a little bit of history could be very helpful. Fasting really has been a practice in every religion, every people group, every culture. So it certainly is not new to humanity. And not only that, fasting is something that happens every single day in our body. I mean, when we sleep, we fast, right? In the animal kingdoms, they don't have agriculture. They have to hunt. And so between hunting, there was a period of fasting. So this is something that nature has created, our adaptive mechanism during fasting. So it is certainly not new. But what we are talking about right now is a trend. It's called intermittent fasting. Is often fasting defined as something that the time period where you don't eat, and generally less than 2 days. And one of the most common ones are time-restricted eating. And so your audience might have heard about 16-8, right? So for example, that's a dietary pattern. That means 16 hours you do not eat anything, and you limit all your consumption of food within an 8-hour window. So that is now very popular all around the country.
Yes, it's very popular. And there's even been lots of books that have come out about it, all kinds of different methods. People are trying it on their own. But in what ways has fasting been studied? I mean, you talk about how it's been done for ages, mainly for religious practices. But how have we been studying fasting?
Yeah, and that's a really good question here. And there are several levels. I mean, there are on the molecular level. I think there are some great insights, which I will share with your audience. And then there are on the clinical level. There's been some clinical trials that have shed light on what fasting does for us. So, you know, maybe first of all, let's define what fasting is. A lot of people know fasting as the word implies, no food. But there's actually deeper definition than that. And for example, when we fast, what does the body do? Well, the body turns to fat and burns fat as a fuel. And so anything that triggers the burning of fat in our body, it could say that's a physiologic fasting. So a lot of people say, oh, keto diet is sort of a fasting. And because it turns to the body, look into the fat, not only the fat they eat from their mouth, but also burning of the fat that's in the body. So that's another way to think about that. Could be a physiologic fasting, meaning you don't eat any carbohydrate and you turn to the fat as a fuel. But there's yet another, even more meaningful definition, a more thorough definition, that is every cell in the body gets signals from its environment. If there is food, if there is glucose, carbohydrate, amino acids, protein, these cells are going to grow. They're going to replicate. They're going to grow larger. When there's no nutrients around, it's going to go into, it's going to shut down growth, but instead it's going to focus on repair. It's going to focus on rejuvenation. It's going to focus on survival, and thereby triggering these processes that's been built by nature through millennia of times when the environment didn't have a lot of food around. So it's the fasting that triggers these cellular changes for protection, for rejuvenation. But how does the cell know that there is food around? There's got to be these sensors. We call them nutrient sensors, right? These are the eyes and ears of the cells, and they detect if there is ample amount of nutrients around. And so if you're able to shut down these nutrient sensors, downregulate, we use a sophisticated term, downregulate the sensor, meaning that if you provide nutrient below these detection level of these nutrient sensors, then you can in fact have nutrients in the body and yet triggering these fasting processes. So we call that molecular fasting. And so while the community, you know, your listener might be very familiar with sort of the behavior aspect of fasting, meaning no food, but now science has allowed us a peek into the window where we can actually trick the body by providing nutrients below these detection threshold of these nutrient sensors, so the body can get the nutrients it needs and at the same time trick the cells to believing that you're in the fasting state.
And so we have done clinical trials on this, and what are the benefits that we're deriving from doing fasting?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think a lot of people are doing fasting because by experience, They are saying that they're losing weight, right, through fasting and through intermittent fasting. And there's something really unique about the weight loss as a result of fasting. You know, if you're on chronically on a low-calorie diet, what happens when you lose weight is you're losing both the fat as well as muscles. It's an equal opportunity calorie burner, right? As you are, let's say, 500 calories less every day, the body will grab the energy from the muscle, will grab the energy from fat, will grab energy from the liver, right, in the form of a glycogen. So that's what happens with everyday low calories. Fasting is very different. It's a completely different mechanism because fasting is essentially, it's a stress to the body, right? There's no food coming in. Oops, there's no carbohydrate, there's no proteins coming in. The body, that stress causes the cells to say, hey, where can I survive? Where can I get, where can I look for resources within the body? And it's mostly, you know, in the first day or two, it's probably the glycogen stored in our liver, which is a form of carbohydrate. But soon enough, the body is going to go to the fat storage of the body. And mostly, initially, it's going to be the visceral fat and what we call the belly fat, which is really the most metabolically active fats there is. And another benefits of the weight loss that caused by fasting is actually because it's a stress. The stress causes hormones, these stress hormones, to go up. And the stress hormones, like growth hormones, actually maintain the muscle mass. And so a lot of people do not, probably have never heard of this. The fasting that comes, or the weight loss that comes with fasting, preserves muscle mass. In contrast to a low-calorie diet, which is really, which burns both on the muscle and the fat. So that is one big benefit that we see. A lot of people also do intermittent fasting because they wanted to support their metabolic balance. Because, you know, you're allowing the body to rest. You're not feeding the liver, the body, all these endocrine organs, constant food. So you give it time to rest so you can recalibrate. And so a lot of people find it's very helpful for metabolic support as well.
And yeah, I think one of the reasons that fasting has become so popular is because people are doing it for weight loss. But you, as a physician and somebody who's interested in fasting, whenever you think about fasting, do you ever think about the benefits independent of weight loss? Because
absolutely.
Obviously some people, you know, they go on these little trendy things and they lose weight, they gain it back. But is there going to be any benefits of practicing some of these fasting practices independent of, okay, I just want to lose a bunch of weight and look like a supermodel sort of thing?
Yes. Nothing wrong with that, but there's something deeper than that. If you look at how fasting has been practiced through all ages, every religion has a fasting component to that. And then you ask, why is that? You know, almost every culture has some sort of fasting tradition. And that is because while people might be looking for the metabolic or weight loss benefits, people who regularly do fasting do feel better. They feel a renewed energy, renewed focus. There's a sense of accomplishment. And that's something I think modern people really look for as well. They may come to do fasting because of weight loss, but they keep coming back to fasting because how good they feel. Now, as a scientist, as a clinician, I think there's something even more than that. If you look at research that are done in the laboratories, if you take a laboratory rodent, now obviously we're not rodents, we're not rats, we're not mice. However, if you take a worm, you take fruit fly, you take rodents, and you fast them periodically. Give them a couple of days of no food, and then provide them nutrients. You know what happened to their longevity? You think it might kill them earlier? They actually live longer. Now, why is that? How is that possible? What does fasting have to do with healthy longevity? Well, it turns out that when the cells, when the organism go through fasting, right, it's got to look inside for a source of energy. And oftentimes every cell in the body needs to ask, what can I use as energy right now? That's certainly not going to go for the organelles or the systems inside the cells that are the most efficient or the youngest or the most functional. They're going to start looking for ones that are older, they're less functional. Some of the misfolded proteins and some of the worn out, the burn out, the mitochondria, they're going to actually take them and use them as a fuel first before they get to the younger, more functional. Now, you think about it, if they take those older ones and use it up as energy, what happens when now food returns back to being plentiful? Then now the cells is going to regrow the parts they have taken out. And so that cycling is what we call rejuvenation. This is not fairy tale, because in 2016, Professor Otsumi from Japan won the Nobel Prize describing this process called cellular autophagy. And he won the Nobel Prize because this autophagy process, that is cellular self-eating, is so fundamental to cellular renewal and so important for healthy aging that he won the Nobel Prize. And so when you ask what are the benefits, certainly a lot of the intermittent fasting has weight loss benefits and metabolic support benefits and even emotional benefits. I think one of the most exciting areas where science has begun to uncover is the longer fast, how the longer fasts are now supporting healthy aging.
Super interesting. Well, you talked earlier about 16-8, and there's different forms of fasting that have been popularized and that people try, but the average American is not going that long without eating. So I know that it's been proposed even for people to start with a 12-hour fast, which means have your dinner early enough so that there's 12 hours between dinner and breakfast. And in fact, they've done studies on breast cancer where it decreases the recurrence of breast cancer. So we know that it may not even seem like a fast to some people, right? Because you're not actually skipping a meal. You're just trying to eat it earlier, that dinner, so that it's 12 hours between dinner and breakfast. So can you talk a little bit more about, for the average American, how long are we actually going without eating, and where do you propose that some people could start with their fasting?
Well, being a diabetes specialist, I could tell you that most of my patients struggles with not just what to eat, but the timing of our meals. We as Americans, we actually eat around the clock. Think about the evening snacks that we have. And a lot of times it's not because we're hungry, right? A lot of times we eat because it's a social thing to do. Sometimes we eat out of emotion when we are lonely or stressed, right? So a lot of it is emotional eating. And in fact, if we start eating when we wake up and we stop eating when we go to bed, our body really doesn't have the time for the cell to rejuvenate because it's constantly growing. Now, you may say, well, Dr. Xu, you know, growing isn't that bad. Isn't that a good thing? I mean, we want to grow. But you think about as adults, we're all of our organs are fully grown. Think about the pressure of constant growth. What happens to our body? We grow sideways. Our cells get bigger, plumpier, right? So that's why we have a fatty liver, we have central obesity, we have all these struggles because the signal of growth is constantly there. And let me use another example. You know, we say, sure, exercise is great, but can you imagine a life full of exercise but no rest? That is terrible. It's terrible for the body because your body never gets a chance to recover. The same thing as far as nutrition is concerned. Yes, we need to have good nutrition, but it's equally important that we have time for the body to say, okay, you know, let's, just like a car, you could accelerate and get to your destination faster. You're going fast, but guess, you know, that's at the expense of the wear and tear on the tires, on the engines. We need pit stops. And every day having fasting, a period where the body is not bombarded with nutrients, every now and then we need to have a longer fast so the body gets trigger that inborn miracle life mechanism that the nature has designed for us for rejuvenation. It turns out to be sort of the new innovation that has always been with us, but we never tap into.
Yeah, definitely. Can you talk a little bit about who fasting is good for and who should not fast at all and who should be cautious about fasting?
That's really a good question. You know, I think the answer really depends on what kind of fast were you talking about. What you mentioned, 12-12, I love it. I think that should be the prescription for almost everybody. 12 hours of eating, 12 hours of not eating, almost everybody could do it, except you have some medical conditions that you might want to be aware of. But not eating 12 hours, look at this. It's like, let's say if you eat breakfast 8 o'clock, you stop eating 8 at night. It's not that hard. But you'd be surprised, many of our listeners probably are eating beyond those hours. So step number one, I think 12-12 can be for everybody. Now, if you're looking for some specific targets, metabolic goals that you have, you may increase that time span to 14-10 or 16-8. But I also believe that's not something you want to do every single day. That's everyday stress. I don't think that's what nature intends. If you look at when the sun rises, when the sun goes down, 12-12 makes a lot of sense. But 16-8 and even some even advocate one meal a day, I think that's for a specific time period, for a specific goal. I don't think it's something to be practiced for the rest of life. Okay? So, you know, as you increase the fasting period, then that means it's a trade-off, right? There is benefits, but you also have to watch what are some of the potential downfall. Now, you know, one of the fasting that has been practiced for ages that is not intermittent fasting is called periodic fasting. Some people call it prolonged fasting, and that's fasting longer than 2 days. If you look at all the cultural fasts or a lot of the religious fasts, they really belong to the periodic fasting realm, not so much the intermittent fasting realm. And so for those, now one has to be very careful because not everybody can do two days or more of fasting. The longer you go, yes, potential benefits is higher, but there can also be potential health risks. And that's why before you take on a periodic fasting, you should talk to your doctor. And there are certain individuals that probably you should really definitely have a conversation with physicians. People who are children, I think, since they should be growing, they need to grow. I think have a conversation with physicians, very important. Under the supervision of physician to see whether that's feasible or not will be important. On the other spectrum of life, you know, I think greater than 70 years old, and we use that really very, very loosely because you and I both know there are people who are 70 years old are healthier than 50 years old. And so it's just that the risk for fall is higher and many of them have health condition. I think talking to a doctor about that would be very important. There's another category of folks I think also one has to be very cautious is anybody with a history of eating disorder, I think should be very careful going on any kind of a fast because it may trigger their behavior. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I think, you know, it's something that many of us could take on very safely and has tremendous benefits.
What about pregnancy and specifically for women? I hear you say over and over that fasting is a stress. Obviously, it's a kind of stress that is triggering a benefit. So, you know, the benefits outweigh the risks. But something that I hear a lot in the popular media now is women, especially perimenopause, menopausal women, you don't want too much stress in your body. That's going to raise your cortisol and then bad things are going to start happening. So are there different approaches for women in particular? And is it safe to fast during pregnancy?
I think let's tackle the easiest one, which is the pregnancy. It's not time to talk about fasting. This is the time when two life forms are require the nutrients, and fasting just essentially has no place in a pregnant woman. However, throughout other cycles in a woman's life, I think it could be really relevant. It depends also on the type of fast. You know, we often think about stress as something negative, but I would also propose to you that exercise is a stress. A lot of people don't think about that, but how do you get your heart healthier? By stressing the heart. Not overly, obviously, right? How about muscle? How does the muscle grow? You have to stress the muscle. You got to tear a part of the fiber so it can regrow, right? So it's the right amount of stress is really the key here. A lot of women, I think, practicing intermittent fasting that give them the mental ability, the mental clarity, in addition to the weight loss. So that could be very helpful. But the kind of periodic fast I wanted to bring out, you don't need to do that many times in a year. And that's really the answer here. You know, for example, I work for a company called El Nutra. We have the 5-day fasting mimicking diet. That's a prolonged diet. And it really leverages the principle of molecular fast by providing nutrients so somebody could go through a 5-day fast. So something like that, a 5-day periodic fast, if you were to do it with water, it would be virtually impossible. It's too hard for people to do. But because we're providing nutrients, you're reducing the amount of stress, but at the same time, the cells are still going through the fasting process. So a solution like that can be done 3 times a year. As little as 3 times a year. That we're talking about 5 days each time. We're talking about 15 days in a year can bring you many of the life health transformation that one looks for without exposing the body constantly to stress and pressure.
Yeah. I want to know, what is the wildest thing you have ever done? Remember, this is a family-friendly show, so we have to keep it G-rated, okay? Well, I'll tell you the wildest thing I've ever done. A few years ago, I went bungee jumping in Whistler, British Columbia. Everybody in my nuclear family did it, including my 2 sons. At the time, they were ages 8 and 13, my husband and my dad. And it was actually my dad's 2nd time to do it. So we had watched him do it before, and then we were returning for the rest of us to do it. And it's such a funny story because I had spent all of this time visualizing this jump and what I wanted it to look like. I wanted to jump out with my arms spread, looking serene and calm and control with full confidence. And that is not what happened. So just imagine this. It's a beautiful location, these majestic tall green trees. It's just so pretty. But this bridge is so high off the ground. You're above the tree line, and below the bridge is a rushing river with rapids, okay? And it's really high off the ground. I decided I wanted to jump first because I was afraid if I didn't, I was gonna back out. So I walked into the plank, and I am telling you that every single cell in my body was screaming no. That human instinct not to jump off tall things is real, and it is very, very strong. I felt nauseated. My heart was racing. I was shaking. I started saying, I don't think I can do it. I can't do it. Of course, the people that work there, the operators, I'm sure they're super used to that because probably everybody does that, or most people, I'm thinking. So he like gently pushed me to the edge and told me, I'm gonna count to 3 and you're gonna jump on 3. I didn't think I was gonna be able to do it, but I did. And it was not graceful or calm. I dropped several F-bombs, and it was just so funny that it was the opposite of what I had visualized, but I did it. It was more intense than a roller coaster, and when they brought me back up, my legs were shaking, I felt weak, but I did it. I had this thrilling experience. If you wanna check it out and relive this moment with me, it's actually on my YouTube channel, Veggie Doctor TV, from July of 2018. And I will say, after all is said and done, I probably will do it again someday. And I am planning on skydiving for my 45th birthday, which is just 2 years away, so hold me accountable. If you don't think you're gonna get into bungee jumping or skydiving, but you wanna try something thrilling, I recommend Bernie Wild's Adventure Sauce. And you have a good reason to grab yourself a bottle or two right now. My listeners get 20% off their first order of $20 or more and free shipping. Just use the code Dr. Yami, D-R-Y-A-M-I. Follow the link in the show notes or go to BernieWilds.com. Go get yourself a couple of bottles of Bernie Wild's Adventure Sauce right now and grab your 20% off and free shipping discount using the code Dr. Yami. Enjoy the sauce and go try something wild today.
I am so happy that it's almost summer. It may seem like you're going to have lots of extra time to be lazy and spend lots of time in the kitchen, but let's face reality. Summer brings lots of traveling and spontaneous activities, and you don't want to be stuck planning meals, shopping for groceries, or laboring over a hot stove. Make life easy, like summertime, and try out Green Chef. Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating well, delivering pre-portioned and prepped quality whole foods with limited process ingredients. Green Chef sends organic, fresh produce and chef-designed recipes in every box for satisfying, nourishing, and convenient meals that make it easy to stick to a healthy living routine. Listen, you don't want to get home from your trip to an empty fridge and nothing to cook. You're tired, you're jet lagged. The last thing you want to do is go to the grocery store. Green Chef is your summer lifestyle lifesaver. You can even take Green Chef meal kits with you to your vacation rental. Easy peasy. Find recipes for every lifestyle, including plant-based diets. Green Chef delivers quality whole foods with limited process ingredients, including low added sugar and sodium smart options. You get to choose from 80 plus flavor-packed options that allow you to take back time in your kitchen and have dinner ready within 30 minutes and lunch in 10. Try 15 plus new recipes every week. Here's the best part. Green Chef delivers everything you need to make convenient, wholesome, and delicious meals directly to your doorstep. Each meal kit includes pre-measured ingredients, as well as some produce that come already pre-chopped, and custom sauces that are pre-made in-house. They also provide the recipe cards, and the meals are very simple to make. It's a delicious, fresh, home-cooked meal without the hassle. What I love most about Green Chef is that it takes the stress out of cooking. The recipes are easy to follow and everything you need is included. So even less experienced cooks in your house can prepare a delicious home-cooked meal. We have loved using Green Chef in our household and it's perfect for any season, especially if you want fresh, home-cooked, healthy meals to put on the table. Don't let the summer vacation schedule throw you off your healthy eating lifestyle. Make it easy to stick to your healthy eating goals with Green Chef. Go to greenchef.com/IamHuman50 and use code IamHuman50 to get 50% off plus 20% off your next 2 months. That's greenchef.com/IamHuman50 and use the code IamHuman50 to get 50% off plus 20% off your next 2 months. Green Chef, the number one meal kit for eating well.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So it's like a periodic deep cleaning, and the rest of the year you can just try to stick to that 12-hour window as much as possible, because I think that is very healthy for the average adult, you know, and then you have this periodic deeper cleaning that you can do with a 5-day fast. So tell me a little bit more about what is a fasting mimicking diet. I know you alluded to it earlier that what we're doing is we're kind of tricking the cells into thinking that we're fasting without really actually having to fast. So can you explain a little bit more about it?
Yeah, I mean, it's really a pragmatic solution. You know, we know something's good, but we cannot do because it's too hard to do. So what's the solution? the solution is science. The fasting mimicking diet is really an invention by Professor Walter Longo, who is a faculty at the University of Southern California. He is the director of the longevity clinic, and he's been studying the intersection between longevity, nutrition, and fasting. And early days, he worked with yeast, with fruit flies, with rodents, and wanting to know what is the optimal way to fast the organism so as to increase their lifespan. But when it came to human trials, it was really difficult because, I mean, humans, it's way more complicated, number one. Number two, nobody wants to enroll in the clinical trials that involve 5 days of water fast. So he had to come about figuring out how do we leverage our knowledge of these nutrient sensors. What is the exact quantity of macronutrients and other proprietary formulation that allows the cells to stay in a fasting state, but at the same time provide you enough nutrients so you can actually be adhere to that 5-day fast? So that's really where the science and nature collided and created a pragmatic solution for our average Americans.
Yeah. So it's for the person that wants the benefit of a fast, but doesn't actually want to only drink water for several days. Yeah. When you were talking about that, I just had this image of putting humans in a cage with just little bottles of water for 5 days. We're definitely not going to go for that.
We're not going there.
It's a different thing.
You know, personally, I fasted up to 2 days with water. But I tell you, by the end, I was not happy and I wanted to give up. So if I cannot do it, I think 99% of the folks out there probably cannot do it.
Yeah, it's hard because as a human, we're surrounded by food and food signals and food triggers constantly. You know, we're not in a controlled environment. It's really difficult. And especially since as humans, we eat around the clock all the time. So especially if you're in a normal household where people are just like snacking all day long, it makes it really difficult to just stick to your water. So then we have the fasting mimicking diet. So can you talk a little bit about this product? So the Prolon, how many calories is it? How do people do it? And generally, how sustainable is it for like the average person that's committed to going through this?
Yes, it's a really good question. First of all, you know, we don't advocate fasting. I mean, that may sound really contrary to what everything I've said. You know, I think human nature is such that, you know, we know something is good, but we cannot do it, and so the result is that we're ineffective. Think about in clinical practice. You know, we tell patients to eat well, to lose weight, to exercise. But gee, if everybody followed that, we wouldn't have 70% overweight problems in our society. The problem is we know, but we cannot do. And so the Prolon really is what I call fasting nutrition. It's actually nutrition. You're eating. And we're able to do that because of the science that I described earlier. It's a 5-day kit. So each day it comes in a box. So day one, day two, three, four, five, it's all labeled for you. You don't even have to shop. You don't have to grocery shop. You don't have to put on a scale to figure out how much to eat. It's all designed for you. It's really a thoughtless process because we know during that period of time, you don't want to be figuring things out, okay? So first day is about 1,200 calories. It's the entry day. And it allows the body to transition into a fasting state. But from day two, what your body is going through is you now begin to deplete the glycogen in your liver, in your muscle. And by about third day, you're really turning into fat burning. And every cell is looking inside the cells and say, hey, which part is older that I can replace with new ones? And can I use those older components as a fuel? So 3, 4, or 5 days is where that deep cleanse happens. And I often use the analogy like, you know, you can clean over on the weekends and dusting and mopping and so on and so forth, but nothing, it's going to be nothing like spring cleaning where you're taking down the curtain, you are washing the curtain, you're shampooing your carpet. That's what a 5-day prolonged fast does to your body.
And you said earlier that the average person might want to shoot for doing a couple, maybe 2-3 a year. Try it out first, see how it goes, and decide if you want to do it again at some point.
Well, you know, I think if you have a very specific goal, I want to lose this weight, I want to do this, then our clinical trial shows us if you try prolonged 5 days and repeat it 3 months, so total of 15 days in 3 months, you're going to get a lot of the benefits. You're going to lose the weight, you're going to reduce your waistline, but you're going to preserve your lean body mass. So that's what our studies have shown. Now, we have studies that tested 1 cycle, 3 cycles, 4 cycles, 6 cycles, and 12 cycles.
Wow.
But what we're telling the consumers right now is, you know, we don't have to go that far. If you have very specific goal on weight loss, just healthy metabolism, you try one 5 day and repeat it 3 times in a row. Now, for some of us that are already very healthy, we don't have a weight to lose, we just want to maintain that healthy rejuvenation, then what I do personally for myself and for my family is we do 1 cycle, which is the 5 day kit, 3 times a year, just like a seasonal cleanse. 3 to 4 times a year is all you need. And that's really the good news. You don't need to do this very, very frequently. If you're already healthy, you want to maintain that healthy aging goal, that would be very easy to do.
Do you do it together with your family so everybody's doing it at the same time, support each other?
That is really the key there, Dr. Yami. You hit it on the nail there. If you're a first timer, grab a friend, grab a family member, invite them, get a small group going. You'll be amazed how powerful that is. That social community. Actually, on Facebook, we have a community of almost 30,000 people called Fastination. This is where everybody come and they support one another. They share tidbits. They share their struggle. They share their victory. And it's a great community to be part of if you do decide to take on the prolonged challenge.
Now, apart from people that may be on medications or have very specific chronic health conditions, are there any risks associated with doing this kind of fast?
You know, I think common sense, really. I mean, apart from the disease state that some of our listeners might have, if you're generally healthy, I think there are the common sense things let's follow. One is hydration. Just got to make sure, because you're not eating a lot, so you got to keep yourself well hydrated. During the prolonged fast is also the time where you don't want to work out extra hard. It's okay to exercise, but that's not the time to add stress onto stress, right? Let's say you generally run marathon. Obviously, I'm not going to tell you not to work out. Just let this period not be the time where you're maxing out your workout. Cut back, take it easy. These are all common sense approach to a good, healthy, enjoyable, prolonged fast.
Yeah, that's good advice. All right, I want to switch gears just a little bit. You know, we've been talking about the benefits of intermittent fasting and doing this fasting mimicking diet. But what about the advantage of eating plants, eating more whole food for disease prevention and reversal and longevity? So if you could give me your thoughts on that as an endocrinologist.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think, you know, sourcing most of our nutrients from plants is such a wise way to do this. And because there's just so many studies, epidemiologic studies, randomized control studies to show that, for example, animal source fat is a cause for atherosclerosis. That's the hardening of our arteries. And so going plant-based is definitely very helpful. But sometimes what people may not realize is that when you go plant-based, if you have to get yourself educated a little bit, because you could be ended up eating a lot of carbohydrates, for some people that could affect their blood glucose level if it's an overconsumption of carbohydrate. So it has to be a good balance between protein, fats, and carbohydrate. Now, for those of us who are not vegetarians, I often recommend being a pescatarian would be a good option as well. Having seafood and fish as part of your diet. Look at the centenarians, how they do it, right? So if you look at centenarians around the world, they often have fish as the source of animal protein, if you so choose. So that's also a very reasonable alternative to being purely vegetarian.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was my next question, is actually the role of protein in chronic disease, aging, and longevity. You know, I know that Dr. Longo specifically talks about protein for younger people and how in the United States, we may be over-consuming protein to a level that may not be as advantageous for our longevity. So can you comment on that for a minute?
Yeah. So, you know, we as a society, we value performance. We want to be strong. We want to be able. We want to reach our potential. I get it. So we're packing our body with all sorts of protein. In fact, we probably over-consume proteins compared to other cultures and other societies in the world. So, you know, we have optimal performance, our body is strong, and so on and so forth. But I want to invite the audience to have a longer view. And that is, don't we not only want performance, but we also want to have the healthy longevity? And we use the term health span to define that, because it's not exactly how long you live, but how long you live while being healthy. And from that angle, you will see that there are now more and more research showing that during that this growth period, if we give too much protein, it will stimulate too much growth. It will raise up our IGF-1 level, that's insulin-like growth factor level, and the elevated IGF is not associated with the best health span. According to these studies. In fact, we probably want to have less protein, not obviously enough protein to support our function, but not packing them into our body like we're doing right now. And I often think about, you know, I use race car as an analogy. You know, we want performance out of race car, but what is the downside of performance? You need pit stop to change the tires. You need to cool down the engines. And if we rev our body all throughout our life, we may not have a healthy, long life. And that's where I think Professor Longo had advocated that we don't overly consume proteins. But certainly, as we get older, the protein consumption needs goes higher. So it's also age dependent. So there's not a single number, but that's the principle that we should think about.
Hey, are you kind of curious about microgreens and including microgreens in your diet, but you're not sure where to start and you're not sure how to do it? I love my Hamama microgreen grower. It's so easy. It's so convenient. So this is how it works. Basically, they send you the kit and it has this little seed quilt, okay? And then you soak the seed quilt in the water, and in a few days, you see your tiny little baby sprouts growing. And a few days after that, you can start eating them. And it's so fun. And you can tell them that you're eating them. And they're really happy that you're eating them. And your body's really happy that you're eating them. But here's the best part. Because I've told y'all before, I'm lazy. So I don't wanna have to use any mental energy that I don't need to. And they send you seed quilts every month. So you don't run out. You can change what seed quilts you want to try. So here's some examples of some of the seed quilts they have: hearty broccoli, refreshing cabbage, energizing kale, spicy daikon radish, super salad mix. You can even get wheatgrass, you can get culinary cilantro, or even hot wasabi mustard. So there's lots to choose from. They have different flavors. They're so cute and they're health promoting. So you can get a good dose of antioxidants, and it's really beautiful. I also use them for garnish when I'm making soups and salads and different bowls. You can impress your guests, but like I said, it's going to be low energy cost on your part, and it's actually not that expensive either. The other thing that I use from Hamama is a green onion growing kit, which is really cool because it can decrease
your food waste. So you buy the green onions and then the little part that has the root, the white part at the bottom, you stick it in these little holes and then you just put the water in there and it grows. And then you can keep eating the same green onions. You just go with your little scissors and you chop it off and you put it into your food. So if you want to give it a try, you've been curious about microgreens and different ways that you can grow your own food, check out Hamama. You can find it in my show notes for a link to get 15% off, or you can go to dryami.com/shop so that you can find the link and get 15% off your first order. Happy growing! Do you love Veggie Doctor Radio, but you're sick of listening to ads? Join the Plantscription. The Plantscription is a monthly membership where you have access to ad-free episodes of Veggie Doctor Radio every week. But that's not all. You also have access to a monthly live Q&A with me and a monthly live book club. You'll also get access to writings and musings and free giveaways. It is such a great deal. Right now, it's only $5 a month to join the Plantscription. If you want to join, go to plantscription.substack.com or go to the show notes to follow the link. Join the Plantscription today.
Yeah, and it is one of those things to know that things change over time. I'm a pediatrician, so I know for children are growing very quickly, especially those first 3 years of life. They're growing very rapidly. But things change, and then we get to older age where we may not be as efficient at absorbing some of these nutrients. So we may need a little bit more in order to optimize, because obviously humans, we're just really good at survival. So we can survive in lots of different ways with minimal amounts of things. But if we're looking at that health span, we're looking to feel good, we're looking to have our strength and optimizing, then beyond a certain age, we may need to be a little bit more mindful of increasing that protein percentage. So thank you for addressing that. Mm-hmm. Well, I'd love to shift gears again a little bit. You talked about doing FMD with your family, but I'd love to hear more about your personal dietary regimen. Do you do intermittent fasting on a regular basis? And you know, what is your diet like?
Yeah. So I follow mostly pescatarian diet. I'm also flexitarian. Because I'm not very sort of religious about this, because I think having flexibility is really key, right? Because I want to do this for the long run. And so if you're too strict, you're going to get burned out. And a lot of our patients do that. When you tell people you have to do something, I think from time to time, people are just going to tune out that message. So pescatarian diet with fish in there and plenty of plant source protein and fats and carbohydrate really is sort of my mainstay. 12-12 is something I strive for. 8-8 is not so hard. Think about it. I mean, if you eat your breakfast at 8 o'clock and stop eating beyond 8 o'clock, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, are there occasional weekends? I would be the first to admit, sure. There are times I don't follow that to the T. But I think if you're looking at 5-6 days in a week where you're following 12-12, it's going to just build up a lot of credit, you know, health credit in your body. And then from time to time, I think the key, that deep cellular rejuvenation, then that the short fast is not going to do. Those I do definitely commit to 3 to 4 times of prolonged fast per year. That's really my regimen. It's actually pragmatic, it's doable, and we've got the science to show it.
What do you wish more people knew?
I think the power of this fasting nutrition is inside all our body. It's in there. It's in our ancestors. It's part of the miracle of life. Without these adaptive changes during fasting, our species would never have existed on Earth. We have probably gone extinct a long time ago. It's these during this time of no food that the cells decided to rejuvenate, and that becomes the secret to healthy longevity. I hope everybody knew about that. And while it takes a couple of days to trigger that, we've got the prolonged fast to support you through that. I think it's one of the most well-kept secret in the world today in health and wellness. So I hope this is something that everybody can take advantage of. It can be done in an easy fashion, pragmatic, And you don't have to do it every single day. So that's really the best news.
Yeah, excellent. Well, I'm always curious to hear about my guests if they have a morning routine. I talk a lot about habits and behaviors on this podcast. So do you have a morning routine? And if so, what is it?
Yeah. To me, you know, there are days where I'm too busy to eat breakfast. And I'll get to share a little bit of secret with you, because there are more and more studies to show people who skip breakfast actually have poor health than people who eat breakfast. But then you're busy. What do you do? And there are days where, you know, one can really leverage the benefits of the time-restricted eating, while not to do this every single day, but there are definitely benefits to doing 16A in a short period of time, in a couple of weeks, to reach your target. So I actually have another tool. It's called the FastBar. FastBar is designed with the same technology as Prolon. It's the fasting mimicking technology, where when you eat the bar, your body is kept in the fasting state. So a lot of times what I do in the morning is I don't have time is I grab a fast bar because it extends my fast. What that means, your ketone level continues to go up like you're fasting. Your blood sugar is as flat as water, as if you're drinking water. So in fact, you're extending your overnight fast until lunch. That is actually my secret. We've also done studies now to show that fast bar can be consumed with coffee or tea, as long as you don't eat, you don't add creamers or sugar into it. So that's yet another support for busy Americans like we are.
Oh, that's super interesting. Thanks for sharing that. Well, this is also the opportunity for you to tell our listeners where they can go to get more information if this has piqued their interest and they'd like to delve more into this and maybe find out more about Prolon. Where can they go to find that out?
We have a very active social media. The group is called Fastination, like as in fasting, Fastination on the Facebook. So please join us. If you are wondering whether you want to start or this is your first cycle, you need some social support, there are over 27,000 members there to support you. So that's where you can find us. For the product, you could go to prolonfmd.com. To order your Prolon. For the company behind all the amazing research and the commitment to add life, quality of life to life, please go to l-nutra.com. And that's spelled l-nutra.com.
Thank you so much. Okay, so last question before I let you go. Leave us with one tip for busy parents, because that is my target audience. We're all super busy, lots of kids, work. What is it, one thing that you would recommend that they could try out? How can they begin intermittent fasting for themselves?
Yeah, I often say to borrow a slogan from Nike, and you know what it is, just do it. You got to start. You know, you don't have to plan and worry. Start with 12-12. That's the easiest way to start. Set a good example for your children, because how we eat is going to influence the eating patterns of our children as well. Start today, 12-12. And if you have the courage, and after listening to all the benefits, I would say try 5-day prolonged fast. It will change the way you feel. And backed up with science, it's easy to do.
Well, Dr. Wilshu, I so appreciate your time. Thank you so much for coming to tell us about intermittent fasting and the benefits of this fasting mimicking diet. Super appreciate that. Thank you for all the work that you do to help people. And I hope that you have a plantastic day.
Thank you, Dr. Yami.
I hope you enjoyed that episode. It was nice to have Dr. Wilshu on to talk about intermittent fasting and fasting mimicking diets. Here are four takeaways that I have. One, there are benefits to letting your gut and the cells of your body rest in an unfed or non-fed state. Two, you don't have to get extreme. Because especially if you're getting extreme and you're doing that on a chronic basis, it's stressful to the body. So just start with 12 hours of fasting. That's obtainable for anybody. Stop eating at a certain time and then don't eat for 12 hours after that. So most people, if you're deliberate about it, you could probably obtain something like this within a sustainable fashion that aligns with intuitive eating. And I feel like I eat intuitively, and I feel like most days I'm probably in an unfed state for about 12 hours naturally. That's just, I follow my body signals and that's how it usually goes. So I think you could definitely get there in a way that you're not having to, you know, power through hunger, any of that kind of stuff, because that can definitely be interfering with those of us who want to practice intuitive eating and pay attention to our bodies. Number three, if you desire to do a deep clean and you feel like it's safe for you, you're not a child, you're not pregnant, you don't have a history of disordered eating, consider doing this safe fasting mimicking diet, the 5-day Prolon. That might be something that you might consider doing. Number four, again, if you are a child, pregnant, or have a history of disordered eating, stay away. Oh, I do have one more takeaway. The last takeaway, number five, eat plants and don't get hung up on protein, especially if you are under the age of 65, okay? Just eat more whole plant foods. We want to stick to those principles of lifestyle medicine. Predominantly whole plant foods, center your diet around fruits, vegetables, whole grains, beans, nuts, and seeds. Sleep, move your body, manage your stress, connect with others, foster that love. That's going to get you a long way. And this can just be the little bonus if you want to try it. Hope you enjoyed that episode, and I will see you again next week. Have a very plantastic week.
Hey, veggie lover, I hope that you loved today's episode. Will you take a second and do me a huge favor? Please subscribe to my podcast so that you never miss an episode. You're the reason I'm here, and I want to share it all with you. Thank you for listening, and have a plantastic day.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.